This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Matt Rausch. A researcher at Florida State University has been awarded a $1.8 million grant to find out why anxiety targets women more than men. Reporter Megan Chestnut takes us inside the lab.
So let's consider this a cell. And this is the nucleus of the cell. And let's just suggest this is the DNA.
That is College of Medicine Associate Professor and Researcher Mohammed Kabaj. He's explaining to me how testosterone enters a cell and through a sequence of events plays a large part in why males are less anxious than females. He came to this conclusion after completing lab experiments with male and female rats.
Basically, this is looking at social interaction behavior in rats. And this is basically what we do. We just look at interaction between two conspecific rats. So we put them in one environment and see how much interaction they had together. And we have found that male rats socially interact more than female rats. And at the same time, we were exploring why male rats socially interact more than female rats. And so we went after this transcription factor.
Transcription factor?
It's called ZIF268. And this is one of the transcription factors. It's a very important gene that has been studied in terms of drug addiction and learning memory.
So this transcription factor, also known as gene ZIF268, is expressed in both male and females, and it is the last lag in that sequence of events I mentioned earlier that ultimately makes males less anxious. Here's why.
And the most surprising thing that we have found is that male rats express more of that gene in the prefrontal cortex compared to female rats. And so we went further with that and did functional study whereby we reduce the expression of that gene in male rats to make it like female rats. And when we did that, male rats became as anxious as female rats.
So males have more ZIF268 in the prefrontal cortex than females do. The question we then have to ask is why? And Dr. Kabaj's research shows that it's because testosterone is keeping those levels high. And since males have more testosterone than females, they are naturally equipped to handle stress. This kind of preliminary data is providing a starting point for experiments that follow.
The other thing that we need to do is like overexpress ZIF268 in females, for example, and see if they become like males. We haven't done that yet. I'm very, very excited to get funded for this.
Dr. Kabaj is using the grant to continue his research, and he believes by understanding why males and females are different, new drugs can be developed that will treat both sexes with their anxieties. Until then, we patiently wait. For FSU Headlines, I'm Megan Chestnut.
Dr. Mohammed Kabaj received the $1.8 million grant from the National Institute of Mental Health. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Matt Rausch. Florida State Headlines is a service of the Florida State University Communications Group. For all your Florida State news, log on to FSU.com.
Florida State Headlines is brought to you in part by Visit Tallahassee, where it all comes together. More information is on the web at visittallahassee.com.